A changed life and a transformed mind. Come on, my hands will be the first to go up and say, thank you, Lord. I really need my life changed in a better way. I need my mind transformed. And we know that only God can do it. Amen. And in times of worship, in these worships that we were having, it was talking about the glory of God. And again, you know, the ministers don't talk to the worshipers what they're going to be playing. But this is what God wants to talk about his glory, about what he wants to start doing. God wants us to know his power. Not only does he want us to know his power, he wants to know his power is in us. And that things can change. The atmosphere can change when we speak his word. The more we speak his word, the brighter the light gets. Amen. And so I want to encourage you today by the Spirit of God and remind you that today God's doing a transformation. Amen. Earlier today, God, as the ministers were getting ready for prayer, as we were praying before the service started, God said that he's going to give us not only Christ's mind, but Christ's thoughts. And I seen in the Spirit God putting his, Jesus coming, putting his head, connecting it with our heads. You know, like when a person comes up to you and they just touch your forehead. And God says, "This tell my people this is what's going to happen. You're going to start having that mind. No more confusion. No more distractions. You're going to have his thoughts of good things, thoughts of blessings, thoughts of being a servant unto him. And the greatest thing about this, saints, he's going to do it. I'll be the first one to raise my hand that when I make a mistake or I say things or I have an attitude, I try to fix it myself. I try to say, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. God's word says I'm free indeed. I'm not going to. And that's good to quote the scriptures. It's good to not want to be in that area. But when God supernaturally transforms you, he gets the glory, not us. We can't tell somebody, okay, let me show you how you can get transformed. This is what you do. No, God's going to do it, saints. And he's, you know why he's going to do it? Because he loves you. Oh, because you walk perfect? No. Because you always say the right things? No. Because he promised in his word that when he begins something in your life, that he's the one that finishes it. So God is bound by his word. Just do like Jesus told the people when they came to him. Just believe. That's all. Say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to change this man, but I believe that you can change me. So you do whatever you have to do, God. But until you change me and do what you need to do, I'm going to keep reading this. I'm going to keep being a light. I'm going to keep giving to you what belongs to you, God. I'm going to keep coming into your presence with thanksgiving. Even though I don't feel like I deserve it, I'm going to keep doing it. Because that's what we need to do, saints. God, the Word of God even says when we make a mistake, fall down, get up, wipe yourself off, get the dust off of you, and keep going, he says. Sometimes we think, well, I messed up too much. I can't go back to church. Who do you think's telling you that? God? No. God says, when you make that mistake, come running to me. My arms are always open to you. And so again, saints, be encouraged today. God wants to remind you his glory dwells within you. Amen. So we're going to read some scriptures. We're going to see that God wants to change us. He's going to change us. He's going to transform. I don't know about you, but I'm better than I was when I first came to God, right? All of us are. We're a little better, right? But we want to be better than better, right? Well, keep on keeping on. From glory, the Bible says, and we're going to read it, from glory to glory. So we're always in his glory, and he's always doing a work with us. But sometimes we think he should do it a different way. And God says, just let me do it the way I do it. Did you know God is not in time? We are. So sometimes things take a little while for us to get there. But God is saying, who the Lord sets free is free indeed. I call you mine. You belong to me. Yeah, but Lord, I don't feel like it. Well, you don't feel like it today, but you're going to feel like it later because we're in time. But God is saying, I already did it. I already set you free. You're already blessed coming in, blessed going out. Amen? Amen. And so praise the Lord. Let's start in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So God says he's not only given us a changed life, but he's given us a transformed mind. I'm going to read to you And it won't be up in the screen. I didn't give it to my brothers there to put it up. But these are two different translations of the same scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18. One says, "But we all beholding the glory of the Lord with open face are transformed into the same image from glory to glory." Another translation says, "And we are changed into the image from glory to glory." So God says he's going to start changing us. He's going to start transforming us. Glory to glory, God is changing us. Change is coming and a new thing is coming, saints. I don't know about you, but I need a new thing. I need God to do something new in me. And did you know that there's a fresh anointing all the time? A fresh anointing all the time. It's not the old anointing. It's a new anointing every day. New wine, God is saying, and new wineskins. And saints, I want to give you this right now. I don't care what happened before you came in here. I don't care what happened yesterday that wasn't of God or you did or said something. God is saying to you right now, the old has passed away. It's out of the way, God is saying. God always backs up what he says by scripture. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," who's in Christ here? Raise your hand. Who knows Jesus? If you don't, come up. We're going to pray right now. Because you got it. Before, listen, God gave me this before, and I'm sharing this with you right now. Did you know that you don't have to be born again to see the light, but you have to be born again to receive the light? Because people see Jesus in you and they're not even saved and they see something different in you, right? I mean, we've all experienced that, right? So they can't see the light. But in order to receive the light, you have to ask Jesus in your heart. Amen. So in order to receive this, you need Jesus in your heart. Raise your hand if you don't know Jesus. Okay, well, praise the Lord. So then there you go. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is for you. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." What? "Old things have passed away." I like this next one. "Behold, all things have become new." And so, saints, behold, change is here right now. I truly believe my brothers and sisters that came up as Genesis prayed for them, something changed in you. You're going to see it. There is a new hope. There is something that you know now that God knows. You have to, because he just spoke to you today. And so be encouraged, saints, that behold, change is here. Increasing what is of God is in you and removing those things that slow you down. I found this scripture the other day, and it said that sin will slow us down. It will take our strength from us. I'm thinking, what? So I showed my wife. I go, "Look, honey, look." She looked at me like, "Okay." You know, come on, come on. Sometimes when we do stuff we shouldn't do, and we wonder, why are we so drained? Right? And, you know, come on, saints. We're not perfect, right? And so, saints, sin will slow you down. Psalms 31, verse 10. "My strength fails me because of my iniquity." But I thank God he always makes a way out, right? To confess our sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us. But today, saints, old things have passed away. Whatever happened before you came in here, God says, leave it alone. Leave it at the door. Get it. It's not part of you anymore. Everything else you're getting right now is a new you, is a new part of you. The glory to glory. John chapter 3, verse 30 says, is being fulfilled in you today. He must increase, but you must decrease. John 15:3 says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Another translation says, now you are cleansed through my word. So not only in worship will we speak in the word of God, but even today as I'm giving you these scriptures, God says, because my word is being given to you, it's cleansing you. It's cleansing you right now. It's removing those things that are not of God in your life. And that word cleanse, it means to purify, to wash away, to get rid of. See, how can this happen? Only God can do it. So God says, look, I'm going to cleanse you through my word, but I'm going to do the cleansing. I'm going to purify you. I'm going to get rid of those things, God is saying. I'm going to wash you. Now let change happen, saints. We got to let change happen. Let God change us from glory to glory. And so God is saying to us right now, you're clean, you're innocent, let me transform you. We read 2 Corinthians 3:18, where God talks about transforming, changing from glory to glory. That word change, when God says he's changing us, he's removing those things that are not of him. How many of us get distracted? Come on. I'm going to raise my hand. I keep them up. God says, look, there's a change coming. And that change is removing those things that distract you. It also means to change one's mind. Now, we know that's where the enemy comes, right? He battles in our mind. This is not going to happen. You'll never make it. That's a lie. And so God is saying, in this transformation, I'm going to change one's mind. But he's going to give us a clear thinking mind because he already gave it to us. He says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. A translation to that sound mind is a clear thinking mind. So God says, this glory to glory that's happening, I mean, come on. We don't have no glory. God has all the glory. So if he's talking about from glory to glory, he's talking about he's taking us step by step. I'm going to transform you. I'm going to make you innocent. I'm going to make you pure. I'm going to wash you before me. I'm going to give you a clear thinking mind. Remember, God said Jesus came up to all of us right now. He's given us his mind. He's given us his thoughts. God's going to get all the glory for this, saints. Another word for change means a shift. And these young men and women that came up today, I believe God's going to do a shift in their lives. They're going to see something different happening. And they're going to know it's God because they didn't do anything but receive and believe God's going to do it. I know it's going to happen, saints. And so through this change that is coming from God, you will be immovable, God is saying. And that word immovable means you will be unyielding, unwavering, and unshaken. You will stand your ground, saints. If God says to give something, and the enemy tells you, well, if you give that, you're not going to have anything. You're going to say, I'm just going to give because God said to give. If God says, pray for somebody, and the enemy says, don't pray for them because it's not going to happen, you're going to pray for them because you will not be unwavering. You will stand and believe what God is saying. Because of your strength. And saints, this is about to happen, not because of your strength or your ability, but because the great I am is breathing his breath of life into you today. His glory, his power, and his strength. The word is in you, and the word that has been given to you will expand and enlarge. It will expand and enlarge you. Remember Jabez? I don't have it for the brother, but in Jabez, it's in First Chronicles. He says, he calls out to God. He says, God, enlarge my territory that your hand would be with me. How many of us want God to expand our knowledge of him? How much of us want more territory? And I'm not talking about natural territory, even though God will give it. How about more territory so more revelation can be poured into us and God can give us more insight, more understanding? See, if you have the mind of Christ and you have the thoughts of Christ, that's what you'll be focused on. Jesus said he was focused on the Father. Me and the Father are one. He knew what the Father said. He did what the Father said. How many of us, I want to do that. When God tells me to do so, I want to do it exactly like he tells me. I don't want to hesitate. I don't want to hold back. I just want to do it. Well, it's going to start happening, saints. We're going to be immovable, unstoppable, unwavering. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God will overrule every bad habit. And those bad habits will go, saints. And the things that distract you, they're going to go too. Come on, we all have distractions. We all have bad habits. You don't have to mention them. We just know they're there. But God is saying through this transformation, through this change of life and transforming of mind, through Christ's mind being in you, his thoughts being in you, God is going to be able to remove those things from your life. They will not be a distraction anymore. They may come and try to distract you, but God says, you're not going to listen to them anymore. Come on, we all listened and listened, and the end result, well, wasn't happy. But God always brought us back because he's faithful. The Bible says that when we're faithless, he's still faithful. I thank God for that, saints. Imagine if he was only faithful when we were faithful. But he says, even if you're not faithful, God says, I'll still be faithful. What a blessing. What a God. Come on. Is that the kind of God we serve? That no matter what we put ourselves through, he says, come on, I'm still faithful. Come on back. I mean, have you ever read that story of the prodigal son? You know, he went and told his dad he wanted all his inheritance. He went out and did all he wanted to do and stuff. And finally, he came to his mind. He goes, I'm going to go home to my father. I don't mind. I'll be a worker. I don't care. But he said when his father seen him, he ran up to him and hugged him and kissed him and gave him the best of everything. Saints, don't ever think that God is disappointed with you. He's never disappointed with you. Did you know he said he created you and you are so wonderfully made? Amen. He said that. And so whatever trips come in your life, whatever secret faults are in your life, whatever you have done and messed up and fell down and tripped and whatever it is, God is saying, just come to me. I'll clean you up. Because I have to finish what I started in you. And God already seen the end result. He said, this is how you look. He goes, so I'm going to clean everything up. Just follow me. Just believe me. Just come to me every time. I mean, I don't have to have a show of hands, but how many of us have kids when they were real little and they did something wrong? Did we say, okay, well, no, you know, I'm going to take care of you no more. I mean, we grab them, we hold them, we told them it was okay. That's how God is every single second of our lives. That's why he says, come to him. He's my Jesus. That's all I know. There's nobody else I know better than him. So saints, we need more of God and less of us. And this is a healthy change. God has given us a healthy change, saints. Jesus said, I in you and you in me. John 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. You know, God gave me a revelation of that one time. He says that we are the word. I'm thinking, wait a minute, how can I be the Word? Jesus is the Word. But he said the Word became flesh. It became part of you. So now you are the Word. I'm going to share it right here with you. And it said in John 1:14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You are the Word, and the great I am, Jesus Christ, the living Word, dwells in you. That Word, when he said that, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That word dwelt among us, it means to occupy. Jesus is occupying us right now. It also means to park. Now, you know what park means, right? I mean, you get someplace and you drive your car and you put it in park. It stays there. That's where it's going to stay. Jesus goes, I'm here. I'm in you. I'm making you my word. That's why we need to speak his word continually. It also means room. That word to dwell means room. There is rooms in our soul that God wants to occupy. There's things in there maybe that, you know, through the past, people have hurt us. Anger, resentment, unforgiveness. It's in those rooms. But Jesus said, I want to occupy those rooms. Let me dwell in there and occupy those rooms. I'll give you peace, joy, and freedom, and health, and hope. And so God is saying, all these things that are about to happen, let me do it. I'm already in you. Let me get in there and start fixing stuff. Removing stuff that doesn't belong there. And saints, let me share this with you. Before he removes it, he'll show you it. Because he will not violate your will. So all of a sudden you're reading the word, or you're in prayer, or you're just driving to work, and all of a sudden God reveals something that's in you. Maybe it's anger. And you go, what is that, Lord? I don't feel like that. What, how come you're showing me that? He goes, because I'm moving it. I'm removing it from that room. Can I remove it and put peace and joy in there? Get it out, God. I don't want it in there. And then he removes it. And I'm sharing this with you because he's done stuff like that with me. I go, why am I thinking of stuff I did years ago? You know, sometimes the enemy, he tries to conceal stuff. He doesn't want you to see it. And all of a sudden, you know, things happen. You're like, where did that come from? God says, well, I'm cleaning the rooms out. Let me get that out of you. Transformation, change life. Come on, saints. 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness. Verse 7, but if we walk in that light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Saints, today there is a cleansing, a purifying coming from God. Just receive it. Just take hold of it and let the change come. Let the transformation come. Amen. Do you want that in your life? Do you want God to start working rapidly in your life? Removing things, but purifying things more? See, I believe there's more of the pure things in us. There's more spirit man than flesh. I really believe that. But there's just certain little things that I need the Holy Spirit to get it out of there. But I believe he's going to do that today. How about we make some declarations? How about we make some confessions? You know, because, you know, God says that when we make those declarations, then we're lining up with him, and then he can do those things. So we're going to make some declarations. We're going to renounce certain things. And then we're going to say who we are in Christ Jesus. And we're going to say what God has done for us already. Amen? So are you ready for that? And saints, come on, when we say it, let's say it like we mean it. We're not going to say anything, you know, that might be a part of your personal life. We're going to say something that all of us can say. Amen? Amen? Remember, Christ said he's giving you his mind and he's giving you his thoughts. And God is the one that's going to purify us. And in this declaration today, we're releasing those things to God and we're receiving what he has for us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, okay, let's begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, your son. Change me, transform me. Increase in me, that I may decrease. I give you my bad habits. Take them. I renounce every sin in my life. I yield my life to you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, now we're going to start talking about who we are. You know, we don't have to have a long list of things to say before God. We just have to be sincere, right? And he takes it from us. Say this, I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
Jesus' light shines through me.
Light overcomes darkness.
God has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I will let my light shine before men so that God may be glorified. The more I speak the word, the brighter the light. Your word is a lamp to my feet. And a light to my path. I will serve you with all my heart. With all my soul. With all my mind. And with all my strength. Today I have been transformed. To the image of God. I have a clear mind. I am immovable. In Christ Jesus. To God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. And one thing I've come to understand by the Spirit of God is when we make declarations, when we do things like that, it seals us with God. Now he knows that we know that he knows. So now he can move on our lives. He can clear those things up. He can add what needs to be added. He knows who we are in Christ Jesus. Now he can use us to do what he wants us to do. Amen? Amen. And so I release this mind of Christ and the thoughts of Christ to my brothers and sisters at our live stream right now, that they would receive this word of God of a changed life and a transformed mind, that the Spirit of God would minister unto you through this word, that you are already truly blessed in your coming in and blessed in your going out, that already God is transforming you, that you are a light to this world, and that you will see the goodness of God all the days of your life, that the Lord would bless you, the Lord would keep you, and the Lord will make his face shine upon you. All my brothers and sisters on this live stream, that you would receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God.